Welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. Slash hello and welcome, questers, to the NORATH News Network. I'm your host, Aylorin, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Leagan.
Hey, questers. Forgive us for being away for a while, but what we're going to talk about on the show today is some of the things that we have discovered since we've been away, news-wise, on EQ. And we're also going to talk about the podcast a little bit and where we think it's going to go. So stay tuned, because that's going to be interesting to you.
Right, a little state of the podcast, but first, so we have not recorded in about a month and a half or so. It's been a bit. We know you're missing us. Real quick before we get into the news, big thanks to the people who actually did say they were missing us.
Indeed, thank you very much.
We do appreciate that. That's we weren't sure we were coming back. We'll get to all that in the state of the podcast, but we're back by semi-popular demand.
I like the semi you put on that. Always nice to have an adjective in front of that, right?
Always need a qualifier. So let's go right into EverQuest Next / Landmark. In theory, they're still a thing.
Really?
The workshop.
Are you sure?
I am not sure.
I'm not. I told you I was going to rant about this a little bit, but I'm not. I have decided. I'm done ranting about it.
Questers, you're welcome. I took the rant for you. You had his long rant.
He really did. It was about a 30-minute rant, too, so you can thank him later.
I took the brunt of his downfall of Daybreak Games rant on my own shoulders. You're welcome.
And I really apologize to you, because that was quite a deal there.
But if you listen to previous
episode, I didn't mean to emotionally damage you during that time.
If you listen to our previous episode, I believe it was complete rant on the same subject. So
it was,
you can
yes.
still get that. So the Talkish competition is over. They've announced the winners. Congrats to you people.
Indeed. And you guys did some awesome work. We have been checking in every once in a while. And from what we've seen, y'all did some awesome work.
Right. The work is real impressive. Although I got to say, I did not like the Talkish style. Just me, I just wasn't really, I don't know, it didn't float my boat, so to speak. But they've moved on to Hollis, I call it Hollis, but I could be saying it wrong.
Hollis, tomato, you
something
know.
Like that. And I really like it. I always like this stuff in games, though, that Norwegian Viking feel, you know.
Yeah, and it really is. I looked at some of it today, and it really is. It really does have that Viking feel to it.
Well, those are the zones I like in MMOs, because a lot of things, like, you know, I'm looking for environments I don't encounter in my real life. I like the jungles with the dinosaurs and the snow-capped mountains and, you know, the underwater environments and things like that. Nice.
I'm sorry, snow-capped mountains brought that out.
I'm cutting that out, making it a sounder. It's going to be fantastic. but the Hollis stuff has started, so and the new materials are starting to show up in Landmark, so for all you people who are doing that, good on you. Keep it up. So the next topic we got is EverQuest 2 Time Lock Progression Servers have launched.
Indeed they have, and let's just review a moment. For those of you who may or may not know about time lock servers, this is when they put it to a vote to the population on the server when they will progress to the next expansion. Is that correct?
Right. The theory is that you'll go through the content as close to as it could have been when that content was brand new. You're going back in time 10 years, essentially.
And that holds some nostalgia for most of the game players, and I think that they've been very popular from my understanding.
Oh yeah, well, we know that the EverQuest ones, Ragefire and Lockjaw, were huge successes, and we've got a little bit more on them about to come up. But so it only made sense for it to go to EQ2. If you recall, we talked about this with the Narathia Chronicles on one of our previous episodes. They hadn't come out then, but they are out now, and they are. There's a PvE one, which is
Stormhold.
Stormhold, and there's a PvP one.
Death Toll.
Death Toll, and I thought that was really cool because EQ didn't do a PvP one, and I
I think there
like.
probably was an outcry for there to be some kind of separation there, so where people that like just PvE got what they wanted, and the people who like PvP got what they wanted.
I
I
love.
applaud Daybreak on doing it that way.
I love open world PvP in an EverQuest environment. That I've just I don't like it in a lot of games, but something about the way EverQuest does it always got me. Little side note here, I kind of think my voice is recording really loud. My studio situation's a little messed up, so just turn me down. I apologize.
He means what he means by his studio situation is messed up. It means that he's having another child, and so he got kicked out of his quote unquote studio and got shoved into the living room,
Yes, I'm in a
living room.
big open
Good.
space, and we'll deal with it. We'll cover all that in the state of the podcast. Another EQ2 story is a server.
Congratulations on the child, by the way.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yay me. Server consolidation coming up for EQ2, which it seems like the time lock progression servers are such a big hit. They kind of let the pops on the some of the other servers bare, and they're going to. It looks Heather, the Windstalker, put out a post that said their plan was to basically create a new server and put all the a lot of the low pot servers on the new server to create a new one. So, which is a good way of dealing with that, I think. Kind of just
Well,
create a new
it's a
server.
pretty efficient use of their resources, I think.
I would think, which we have to assume are small at this point. I don't know the sizes of the team, but I have to assume that all the EverQuest teams are small.
I would think so,
Right,
yeah.
and there's no word right now of EverQuest consolidating servers, but there is a possibility. She also put out there that they may be getting yet another time lock server.
So they're
So,
going to a third one.
possibly, this one, the concept of it would be a no box, no box, is the way she put it
Ah.
in quotation,
See,
which
there was an outcry for that when the original two time lock servers came out, because we were playing during that time, and there was an outcry for that to happen.
now, again, in one of our earlier episodes, and I apologize for not brushing up and knowing these numbers. Perhaps if I'm in a good mood when editing this tomorrow, I'll drop these numbers in there, but probably not.
You're in a good mood. Does that happen?
No, yeah. In one of the previous episodes, though, we did discuss how our feelings on multi-boxing, and we put it out there to community, and the community actually, at least armed you questers out there, said multi-boxing didn't bother you. But it must have bothered enough people that they got enough feedback that they do. Or at least are considering one that wouldn't allow that. And, it's probably just because they can handle another time lock server, and why not give it special rules?
Perhaps we started something.
Yes, because we have that kind of swing.
Yeah, we have the power. Oh no,
Oh,
don't follow that with an evil laugh. Oh, that's bad.
good delusions of grandeur,
I
Lagan.
know. It gets the best of me sometimes. I'm sorry.
But and it also said something about special rules, and it said that in a different paragraph than a no box no box. So I didn't know if that was two. I couldn't tell from her post if that was two separate new servers or just one new server. I kind of assume it's one. I can't imagine that there's enough EQ population that they're gonna just keep popping out servers willy-nilly. But maybe, but those are all going to come in the winter after the next campaign, which is what they're calling quoting, you know, they're not
And do we
expanding.
know what they mean by campaign?
That's what they're calling the expansions now. Are
Ah, okay.
they're not
Okay.
really expansions, they're more like patch content. Not big enough to call an expansion, too big to call patch notes, I guess.
So they came up with a, they coined their own term for it then.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, the next news story, last news story, and I know we're coming through this real quick. You may have to slow us down a notch and play us at half speed. I kind of feel like we're talking
We'll
fast.
talk very slowly.
But we missed a lot of news. None of it incredibly significant
No, it
outside of
wasn't.
the TimeLot servers launching, but we had talked about that before we left. And we just want to get through that because, you know, a lot's changed for the podcast, and we want time to talk about that too. So, the last news item that we missed was fairly recent, and John Smedley has stepped down, at least temporarily, from his role as CEO of Daybreak Games, following an incident on July 22nd, where he threatened a member of the hacker group Lizard Squad on Twitter. People may know that since 2014, when the Lizard Squad claimed that a plane on which John Smedley was flying had explosives on board, he's had a contentious relationship with that group. You know, of course, as you would, since
I know I
then.
would.
Right. And we don't know, there hadn't been a ton on this. We're not going to speculate. We have to assume that the investment company wasn't crazy about him threatening people on Twitter, and just asked him to kind of chill out for a little bit. We had
Well,
this.
you know, you can't even though you may agree with him attacking those people, and I tend to agree with him attacking those people, especially if they've been trying to excuse me, make his life miserable, okay? But when you're a public figure of a company, you can't do things like that.
Right. And actually, I have to assume, I mean, and I don't want to belittle this, and I hope Smedley is the lifeblood of what was formerly SOE. You know, it's his baby. So it's, I mean, think of the problem we have with them letting people like Smokejumper go. A world of SOE, Daybreak, whatever you want to call it, without Smedley is really unthinkable. So we have to assume that he's going to remain on in some capacity, or I
But
think people.
we don't know what that capacity is though, because Daybreak Games has not given us that, or have
Right, I
they?
think he's
Have you
taking a
heard
little.
anything about that?
I think he's taking a little vacation.
Ah, a
A
hiatus as it was.
little R&R. But we wish Smedley the best,
We
and
do. Because that's a tough spot to be in, dude. I mean, somebody attacking you like that, and you try to go to defend yourself, and you know, it winds up, I don't know how much, if it's cost him anything monetarily, but it wound up costing him the at least some of the trust or of the organization that he's been such a key part of for so long.
Let's hope he's being punished by being put on the EverQuest next team and forcing them to get the game out.
Indeed, I
He's
like your logic there. I like that.
let's be self-serving with this. Let's hope he's gonna get that project moving along. I really don't think he's had much hands in EQ lately. Anyway, I followed him on Twitter. I missed the supposed attack. I'm not sure how. It may have come down real quick, or maybe I just overlooked it.
So we don't know even what he said to him or what
Yeah,
he
no.
tweeted out that got somebody in such a an irate state about it, right?
Yeah, and most of his Twitter stuff is H1Z1 related, so our DCU. But
Maybe he threatened to turn them into zombies.
our PlanetSide 2, which is also a little Daybreak news. PlanetSide 2 is available on PlayStation 4 now. I believe that's happened since our hiatus. It had a successful launch, and I think it's doing well there. So, congratulations to Daybreak Games on that. So that's about the news we missed. It's not incredibly in depth. We kind of apologize, but there wasn't a ton out there. The time lapse stuff is new and it's great, but you literally have done it all before. So
Well,
there's little
I have to say this. Even when you're we're doing the highlights here, and we do that on a podcast for everybody. And we've always told you where to go to get this information if you want to go in more in depth. But I will say that I went and looked at some of this stuff, and pretty much what we've told you was all that was out there. It wasn't a whole lot out there. It's like there's been a moratorium on information coming out of
It
Daybreak
was
Games.
shocking when we decided to record this episode, and we started going out there and doing our research or to see what we needed to talk about. it took very little time, and I was on Reddit. We went to the websites, we went to the YouTube channels and things like that. It took like a it did not take that many a couple hours, and say, well,
That
looks like we didn't.
that's all that's all, folks.
Of
I
course, it
mean,
is summer. Summer's always a slow month for
there's another
almost
sound
all.
bite for you, by the way.
Yes, summer's slow for all video game companies usually, so there could be something to do that might have something to do with it. But let's get on to the state of the podcast of the NORATH News Network.
We have some changes coming.
Got some changes coming. First of all, where have we been? I want to say this is episode 16. I completely
I
failed to
believe you're
look
right, yes.
before we started. So in episode 15, we did a good little rant on basically having lost some faith in Daybreak and their commitment to EverQuest Next. We're not going to rehash that here. You can go back and listen to that episode. I will say a month and a half later, most of those thoughts still hold true, and I've been reading the community comments on like the workshop videos. Of course, YouTube comments are always vile, terrible things, but not a lot of defenders out there who have a positive attitude towards the way Next is progressing.
You say that the doubts ring true. They reverberate in my head as true. The thing is that now the community is starting to lose faith that this game is ever going to be produced. And that's a shame. I mean, because the EverQuest, we've always said here at NORATH News Network, we've always said that the EQ community is one of the best MMO communities that there is.
Oh,
They
absolutely.
support each other, they support the game, they support the company. And so
Look at
far,
the
what we've
Landmark
seen is the
community.
community is starting to sway. I mean, the
Yeah.
community is starting to fade on their belief that Daybreak Games is going to produce this game.
Look how devoted the Landmark community is, and that's not even a game. I mean, they classify it as a game, but it's really a web app,
Yeah,
a
that's what I mean.
tool.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, some would argue that yes, it is a game, but I don't agree that I agree that it's not a game. But the
Yeah.
community is devoted to that app, okay?
Yes.
And they are putting a lot of time, effort, and energy into making those buildings and those
They
landscapes
are, and they're
and everything else.
committed to the videos. There's clearly bonds and guilds forming things. We had our interview with the brute force miners, and there's a so
Those
the
guys were great, by the
right.
way.
There's a lot of commitment out there, and I just don't feel necessarily like Daybreak is rewarding these people as they should.
Some of
We
the love is not being returned, is what I would
now
say.
I do want to say that the Windstalker Heather Longsdale on EQ and EQ2, I feel like they're doing everything they can for those old games. I don't have any complaints with that. The fact that the lights are still on both of those properties is probably all that's required of them, but they're actually looking at and finding successful new ways to breathe life.
Indeed, kudos to them and their efforts.
Those teams are really killing it, and I think we just like to see
The
some of
same
that.
type of dedication.
Right, I mean, we are. What was 2013 when we first heard of Next? Somebody I know is raging at their iPhone or Android device right now about incorrect dates. I want to say it's 2013. It could have been earlier than that. When we first got word of Next, and Smokejumper was on stage, and he melted our minds and our faces, and it was amazing. And in 2014, they delivered some more footage, and it was so cool. And since then, there's been nothing. Concept art from the workshop videos. Pretty much, that's it.
Well, and it's almost 26. Well, we're coming up on the latter half of 2015. You know the game's not coming out in 2015 now.
Oh yeah.
I
We're not going
think
to see Next before
at some point
2017.
we, at some point on one of the podcasts we projected, we guesstimated of when we thought the game would come out. I think Aileron, you said possibly late 2015, but more probably 2016.
I said
And I
a
said
beta.
2018.
I think I said a beta at the end of 2016. And that
Did you? Okay.
would still be a ho. And you said 2017 for the beta and 2018 for release. I still think 2016, will hopefully we'll see an alpha or something, and tw a 2017 release. That doesn't mean we have a whole another year of no game, and that's not necessarily a problem. If you look at games like Star Citizen, the chances are that at least some of our listeners are backers for that game because it had a ton of backers. Well, it's a long way from release too. 2017 is their target, yet they are updating constantly. People who are early supporters, like myself as a Landmark founder, people like that are getting bits and modules of the content. They're getting a look at some things. They're getting a lot of
Yeah,
web
but here,
videos.
herein lies the big difference, and herein lies the problem. We're getting nothing from Daybreak Games. We're getting nothing about any updates or any kind of communication with your community.
Well,
And in an MMO, the community is what makes you the money.
it is, and they, I think they think they are, and the community doesn't think so, because we're just getting drawings and concept art and things like that. And people want to see, and we know they have it because they've shown us bits and pieces before. I
You
think,
do realize that we said we weren't going to rant about this, and now we
and
are.
we did. You're right. State of the podcast. Anyway, so the point is, we were a little disheartened. And we weren't really sure that we could keep a podcast going for 2 years with no content outside of EverQuest and EverQuest 2
With no major
and
content
Landmark.
coming from Daybreak Games about EverQuest Next.
Next. Now, we cover all EverQuest properties, but most of those are fairly old, and really we know that us and the audience, or at least we assume you questers, want to know next news, and there's just not any. So that was disheartening. We also, as Leia mentioned, I'm having another baby soon in September, and we're trying to sell my house and things like that. My former studio slash office is now a nursery, and I've also going back to school for a possible third degree because I have a sickness.
You really do. You really need to have some kind of medication for that, by the way.
And so
I but before I go too far on that, I have the same illness, so
right. It's been busy, and not only that, cost started to rack up. We wanted to produce the highest quality podcast we could, and so we were paying a good bit for a website, we were paying a good bit for some podcasting tools, and we started to feel the burden of those costs. And so you've probably noticed, as I segue into our next one thing on the list, Lagan, you'll notice behind the curtain there. North
Really
News,
nice segue,
thank you.
yeah.
NorthNewsNetwork.com is no longer available. We were paying monthly for that service, and just didn't just didn't want to keep it up. It's not that I won't say I couldn't keep it up, because that's not true. I mean, there's always choices that can be made. Just didn't want to, mostly. We were paying a good bit each month, and that money could have been used for other things.
Like diapers.
Diapers, other video games, subscriptions,
Ah, yes, other video games.
And all kinds of stuff. So, anyway, we're gonna look into, since people have asked us to continue the podcast, which we appreciate, we're gonna look into launching another website. It'll probably be a different address. All the content I hope to move over and get to where it should be. And the podcast here that you're listening to, you've obviously already figured this out, should continue to appear everywhere it was except for the website. Should still be on Stitcher, should still be on iTunes and Podomatic.
So let's go into what we're going to change about the podcast.
Well, first of all, frequency. We were doing once a week for about 30 minutes. There's just not enough news for that, and there's not really enough time personally for it. So we're looking to go monthly and still in the 30-minute range, but probably a little bit longer.
Maybe a little bit longer since
Maybe.
it's such a vast time between
Right.
podcasts.
45 minutes. Now we retain the right to go back to weekly, if if the powers that be at Daybreak and listen to this and like, oh my gosh, Aelin and Legan want more content. If we only knew. And they just
And
start
they were right,
and
and we need to do that.
they just start spewing it out because that's how important we are. Then we'll go back to weekly.
We have the power. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did it again.
I don't foresee that happening.
No, I don't foresee that at all.
I have to
So we're
assume they're
probably
not.
going to remain on a monthly.
Yeah. But anyway, so go ahead and sync us to your monthly cycles. Podcast cycles, that is.
Okay, that was wrong. I'm just gonna. I was gonna let it pass, but wow, really?
We'll probably cut that out.
I think so, yes, bleep
Radio edit.
it.
We're also gonna look into
Okay, I
That'll
have
be
my
a
composure
sounder.
back now.
That'll be a sounder I'll cut out as well. Also, it's a good marker for me to go cut that out. We're also gonna consider, at least for the short term. I don't want people to panic and think we're, just completely changing all things. We're gonna start discussing some other stuff we're into, game wise.
And we think this is a valuable service to you guys because surely most of you, I would say, play other games than just EQ.
I would hope so.
Now,
I would hope
there
so.
are some people out there that all they play is EQ, and that's fine.
And it's a great game, but
But
it is
it
16
is a
years
great
old and
game. But you know,
or 10.
man, you're just offending everybody tonight. I'm gonna have to, I had to sit down and have a talk with you and put you back on your
We're
medication.
good guy, bad guy. We're good cop, bad cop here.
Ah, is that what we're
Yeah.
doing? Okay. Anyway, what we're talking about is talking about some of those other games that everybody else plays. Aileron, you want to give them a list of like some of the things that they can expect
Well,
to hear about?
we're MMO people, and so a lot of it will be MMO related. You've probably noticed on our Twitter feed that we've been we're both knee deep in some SWTOR right now, Star Wars: The Old Republic, for anybody who doesn't know. So we'll probably talk about that some. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening in that game. This is by no means turning into a podcast about SWTOR, but we're going to talk about it a little bit during the summer because. That's what we're playing right now, and we just want to talk, we want to share that with you. We're also probably talk about, there's a new WoW expansion coming up. You can't talk MMOs without talking about the Juggernaut.
Really, I mean, it's hard enough not to say the WOW word on the podcast as it is.
Right. And that expansion looks cool. I know a lot of people are excited about Legion. Knights of the Fallen Empire was a SWTOR expansion coming. I believe Rift has launched a new, what do they call
Really,
it?
I had not heard
It's not
that.
a new expansion. Well, they have launched an expansion since we've been gone, Nightmare Tide, but
Oh, okay.
They've got a new class out too. Oh, I forgot what it's called. I haven't been in Rift in a while, but they've got some new stuff out.
Didn't you tell me that WoW had a new hunter class coming?
Yes, a new class, the Demon Hunters, which kind of Illidan ripoffs. They look cool. We'll see what it is. See what they have. I'll probably stick with my Holy Priest and Destruction Warlock, but still be worth seeing.
Now,
Neverwinter.
this is what gives you an insight into the mind of Aelrond, okay? He plays a holy priest on one side, and then he plays an evil warlock on the other.
That's true.
Can you say schizophrenia?
In all
I
my
know you
games,
can.
I finished
In every one of his games, yes.
got my Consular in SWTOR, and I've got my Sorcerer in SWTOR. Anyway, which I like Consular better. Go Republic, for the Republic. Although all my tunes are Empire currently, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, we just wanted to see how the other half
We
lived.
do. Neverwinter is on Xbox One now, and they've got some. They just released Strongholds, and that's kind of cool. Sword Coast Legends is coming. I'm super excited about that. Any D&D fans out there, you know
Oh,
you're
yeah.
excited about that thing coming out. There's a Pathfinder MMO coming around the bend.
Ooh.
I've got some interest in that. But the thing is, as we play these things, because when we're playing SWTOR, Lagan has sworn off WoW for all time. I dabble from time to time. Every now and then they sneak me back in for a week or two, and I get off. But as
See,
we
now you're about to start me on another rant,
no more
okay?
rants. We're running long as it is. But as we play those games, a lot of times I think like, man, I hope Next has this. Like I hope Next does it this way, or hope it doesn't do it this way.
So that's what we're going to try to give you is some of the games that we're playing. We're going to bring it together and say, hey, you know what? It wouldn't it be neat if Next incorporated this part of this game into Next? For example, I'll give you an example. I love the way SWTOR does their professions. And I don't think I'm going to get agreement with Aelrond on this, but I kind of like the way they do it. And I would like to see that transferred over into Next.
Yeah, and we may devote an episode up soon on what do we want professions to look like in Next. They've actually already talked about that some, and basically what you're seeing in Landmark is how professions are going to work in Next, I think. But you're right, I don't agree. I don't dislike the professions in SWTOR. I like the WoW's professions better.
I will say that WoW did a very good job of the professions. I will say that. And I will also say that there is a downside to the professions in SWTOR, and that is that if you're doing a manufacturing profession, it costs you an arm and a leg to level those up.
It does, but I mean, they're not the. It's by no means the worst. I mean, we've played a lot of games that I don't even know if I ever even picked up a crafting just because they were so
Yeah, they
obsolete.
were
And
so terrible.
crafting does end up being useless in an MMO. And I don't know what the solution to that is, other than taking sort of the path that engineering does in WoW and making things more cosmetic. But we'll save all that for another episode. That's kind of another
Yeah,
tangent.
because that's another thing that we don't exactly agree on. Aelrond likes that there may be some leanings toward professions just going cosmetic. I don't have a problem against that, but I don't want it just to be cosmetic.
But anyway, so that's kind of where we're at, and that was rambling, but that's what we do, so you expected that.
Yeah, you're used to it.
You're used to this. So it's gonna be month to recap here, in case you missed it through the rambling. Monthly podcast, will be on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic, on a website soon, not yet, but in the next episode we'll try to have that ready for. We're going to branch out. We're going to talk about games that are not necessarily Norrath related, but we're going to try to connect them to Norrath in subject episodes, sort of like we talked about professions. And that's what we'll do. But we're still here. We're still keeping the faith that a bright new Norrath is on the horizon, and we really want to. I don't have everybody's names that tweeted us or emailed us. I could assume you know who you are. There's only 12 total listeners, so you're roughly half of them. but
But we really do appreciate you showing support for the show.
absolutely.
Thank you.
And we literally would not be here without it because we were considering hanging up the cloaks. But we're not. We're here. We're back, live from my living room on a
Woohoo!
TV tray. But you
Poor
know what?
soul doesn't even have a desk anymore.
Don't
It's
even have a
sad,
desk. I
people.
have two
It's
TV
sad.
trays. I should tweet some sort of picture of my Razer Naga
You
on my
should.
Razorback TV tray. It's
You
just
should.
so.
Hey, one of the, I have to tell this story. We were playing SWTOR the other night, and this is right after he had made the move from the office where he had his stuff to the living room. And he is sitting there, and every once in a while out here, some sort of expletive come over Skype, and I said, "Man, what are you doing? What's going on?" And he says, I can't get this thing to work right," because he was I think he was trying to balance the keyboard and his Naga all on his lap, and that's how he was trying to play, and it showed in his play because he wasn't really doing a lot at that
Yeah, I
time,
probably died a lot.
so
But also,
but
like I,
it was quite unique to hear that experience. I'm sorry you missed it.
my temporary setup is on a using a television as a monitor because I don't have anywhere to put my actual monitors right now, and so everything got huge. But that's how I have no idea really how I'm recording because everything looks enormous compared to what I'm used to. So it looks like I'm recording really loud, and I apologize for your eardrums, but. Here, there. I think that's gonna do us all. We're almost at 40 minutes this time, Lagan. So I think we're done.
Well, I blame your rambling.
As you should. As you should.
Right, questers, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned for more EQ
Yep,
goodness.
that's gonna do us. So may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norath be epic. Until next time.
Bye. That's all, folks.